But again, I say good morning and thank you. I've read that what we do in the first 20 minutes of our morning or our day usually sets the course of our day. So it's a blessing to be able to come into the presence of the Lord for these minutes as we begin our days. Again, I'd ask you to, as you join me in prayer, to think of and not just think of our leaders, but to pray for our leaders. This morning, Jesus dropped in my spirit as I was asking him what it was he desired we talk about this first part of the day. And he took me back to the beginning of the year when Pastor House gave to us our scripture. He said, so what I want you to do this morning is to go back to the beginning of the year, what our theme was, to look at what our prayer focus is for the month of August, and then to look at what season we're in. I said, okay. And he took me to the backdrop screen that you will find if you go to Mountaintop's website, and it says Triumph, 2 Corinthians 2:14. And so I did a little reading to see what was going on back then and perhaps look at how that scripture would be applicable in what we're dealing with and how we're going through life right now. And it says in 2 Corinthians 2:14, it says, now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ and maketh manifest the Savior of his knowledge by us in every place. And just for a little backdrop, this was during a time when Paul was in a very frustrated state in ministry. If you go to 2 Corinthians 2:12 through 17, you can kind of read about it. But this particular scripture comes from him making an exclamation of victory from a very frustrating time in his life. And I asked God, how is that, you know, kind of applicable today? He said, well, we're living in some kind of frustrating times. And I said, well, okay. And he said, well, this month of August prayer is the unchanging God. And he said, what I want you to do is to take on the attitude of Paul in his time of frustration and begin to think of something positive. So in Paul's exclamation of frustration, he made an exclamation of victory. And so this morning, as we think about the unchanging God, we have the ability to look at the situations in our lives. Some of us may be just waking up this morning and thinking about a challenge that we have to face today. Some of us may have gone to bed last night concerned about something and didn't really rest well. There may be those of us who have a big assignment from God coming up, and we're praying and believing him for a victory in that. There are even some of us on this line who are dealing with medical and physical challenges, and we need for God to manifest a victory in that area. Whatever place it is we are in our personal lives, wherever we are on this globe, we are grateful today that in this month of August, we'll be talking about the unchanging God. And then he brought me to the season that we're in right now. We're in a season at Mountaintop of making disciples. God has taken Bishop House back to discipleship. And it's not just for those who are just coming into a relationship with Jesus Christ, but with those of us who have been walking with the Lord and may have gotten off track or may have caused our faith to waver. So this morning, as we're praying this prayer focus of unchanging God, I ask for you to kind of make a decision to look at the rooms of your life and see what they're filled with. If your mind is filled with confusion, we have to remember peace can't reside there. If our bodies are feeling sick or not, we're not feeling our very best, we have to switch or add the word so that we can make room for our healing. If we're feeling or experiencing lack, we have to change our exclamation to the word of God that would remind us that he's going to meet every one of our needs according to his riches and glory. So this morning as we pray honoring our unchanging God, and you're looking at the rooms of your life and what you have occupied there. Let's make a decision this morning to move some things out, to evict some things, to tell some things to come out, to get out, and not come back again, because we worship, praise, and we have an unchanging God. If we would acknowledge the pace of change happens in every area of our life, and sometimes that change is exciting, and then sometimes it can be infuriating. We look at sometimes our finances, and then we look at the stock market, and it's changing, and we're losing in our investments. We look at our lives, and we see how we walk with God, but yet we still sometimes receive attacks from the enemy, and our bodies don't feel the same. We have to remember we serve an unchanging God. So we are experiencing excitement and dejection at the same time. It's like while we're coming up, God is giving us new strategies and giving us new, reminding us of his promises and giving us new ways to receive them. We have to remember things are changing, but we serve and we worship and praise an unchanging God. When we think about all of the changes that we're going through in this world, when we're going through in our personal lives, we're going through in our homes and in our various places of worship and on our jobs and schools about to start, and many of us are experiencing questions and concerns because of the safety of our schools, because of things that have happened. Things are changing. Things are changing all around us. To focus our minds this morning on the unchanging God. If you will, while you're focusing on the things that we're praying for, and you're rearranging some things in the rooms of your life, and you're thinking about what's coming up next, August being the month of new beginnings, some things are ending and some new things are changing. We're going to go before the Lord in prayer and acknowledge how he, the unchanging God, deals with all of the changes in our life. Father God, in the name of Jesus, how grateful we are this morning that with all of the things that are going on and the things that are changing in our life, you give us the reminder, the promise that you are an unchanging God. When men change their minds on a whim and when they'll say they're going to do something and they don't, we remember that what you say in your word, you will do according to Numbers 23 and 19. Your intentions for us and your word never changes. Sometimes our words float in the air. We say things sometimes without even thinking, but we remember that your word is eternal, according to Psalm 119 and 89, and it endures forever. Your word is unchanging. When our energies and our abilities and our bodies feel like they can't go on, you are everlasting, and you don't grow tired, and you don't grow weary. According to Isaiah 40 and 28, your strength is unchanging. As we pray for our leaders, not just in our homes and in our places of worship, but in the marketplace and the business areas and even in our government, we acknowledge that leaders rise and they fall. For you are the ruler and you reign forever. According to Psalm 55 and 19, your reign is unchanging. Father, we are acknowledging that life is but a breath. Our lives are but a breath. We can be here today and even gone later today. But you have always been. You were, you are, and will always be. According to Psalm 102 and 27, your years are unchanging. You are the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Jesus, we acknowledge that our loyalties waver. Some people are with you today, and tomorrow they act like they don't know you, but you're familiar with those who would betray. You're familiar with those who would say they know you and then say they don't. But we thank you, God, that even as our loyalties waver and our fortitude fails, your faithfulness continues throughout all generations. According to Psalm 119 and 90, your faithfulness is unchanging. God, we need you because sometimes the things we do and sometimes the things that we desire to do, they just don't last. Sometimes our strength does not match our desires. Sometimes our hearts fail. But God, whatever you do is complete. It lacks nothing. It lasts forever. According to Ecclesiastes 3:14, your works are unchanging. Father, we all have purposes. You designed us and created us in this earth to praise you and to worship you. And you have a purpose for each of our lives. And even though those purposes are different and sometimes they change, the purposes that we live fluctuate with the times, but yours don't, God. According to Malachi 3:3-6, your purposes are unchanging. And Father, we can't talk about you, not talk about love, and can't talk about giving because you are a God who gives. You are a God who loves. And we sometimes do it reluctantly. We sometimes give incompletely. And we sometimes give and do things with improper motives. God, sometimes we don't take you at your word. And even when we pray and we're praying for certain people and certain things, God, we aren't really praying, believing, and standing in agreement because in some instances we still have not gotten over some things. We still have unforgiveness in our hearts. We're still holding grudges. But God, when we are trying to give and when we're trying to do, we remember to give like you say give, to love like you say love, because according to James 1:17, your generosity is unchanging. And even when we make promises, God, sometimes we don't keep them. We have unkept promises that we've made, and there are unkept promises that we're waiting to be fulfilled. But whereas we have unkept promises, we're grateful this morning that it's impossible for you to lie. If you spoke it in your word, you're going to bring it to pass. It doesn't matter when you said it. It doesn't matter the circumstances that we face. If you said it in your word is infallible. And according to Hebrews 6:17-18, your promises are unchanging. God, there's so many things around here now that we could place our trust in. There are some who are looking for another Savior. They're looking for another Messiah. Religions and theologies and movements are changing. And people are running here and there looking for something that they believe is greater than you. But God, you are the same, as I said, yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Hebrews 13:8 says that your son Jesus, what he did, what he said, and what he promised, God, is unchanging. Father, we are just so grateful to you this morning because when we think about the way our mind even changes in the course of a day, we can go from feeling like we're on top of the world to feeling like the world is on top of us. We betray other people. We fall short. We lose faith in you. We speak against your word. Our mind wanders. God, it's just amazing the changes that we go through in a day. But God, according to 2 Timothy 2:13, you remain faithful. Your faithfulness is unchanging. You are faithful to us even when we're not faithful to you. And we are so blessed for the comfort that's found in your consistent trustworthiness. You're an unchanging God who is here available to us all the time. God, you are omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent. Everywhere at the same time, all the time. all-knowing about each and every one of your children with all power. It's amazing that we call you great, but God, when we think about how you operate this world, how you love each of us individually and intimately and intricately, and how you keep our needs and our desires so separate from one another. When you think about the fact that you love us so much and you're so concerned about every detail of our lives, God, you know us even to the number of hairs on our head. And this morning, we worship you because in whatever situation we find ourselves, there is great comfort to be found in the trustworthiness and the unchanging God. You, Lord God, can be found to be faithful in every area of our lives. And so when we think about change and we think about you being unchanging, we have to acknowledge who is actually in control. And God, we acknowledge this morning that you are in complete control. You are in complete control of this changing world. You are in complete control of our changing lives. You are in complete control of every thought. You're in complete control of every word. You're in complete control of every action and deed. And so, God, we realize that the best time to connect with you, the best time to commune with you, the best time to bring all of our changes to you, God, is right now. And so, Father God, for those of us who may not have had the ability or desire to even deal with the changes that are taking place in our lives, we call on you right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask that you would look upon each of us individually. We know that you love us. We know that you're concerned about us. We know that it is your desire for us not to remain the same. So we bring all of our changes to you. We bring all of our concerns to you this morning. And we remind ourselves that the more things change around us, the more you stay the same. The more things change around us, the more you stay the same. We ask, Lord God, that you would be a present help in the time of trouble. We ask that you would be a present help, peace in the time of our confusion. We ask that you would be a present joy in the time of our sorrow. We ask, Lord God, that you would be a word of truth, God, when we're confused, and that you would just be in our midst, that we remind ourselves that you promised that you would always cause us to triumph in Christ Jesus and make manifest the Savior, manifest you the Savior by the knowledge in every place that we are, that no matter where we are, you love us so much and you save us and you want us to be a sweet-smelling fragrance. You want us in this unchanging world, Lord God, to be a reflection of you, you who never changed. So God calls us to be steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in your word. When the enemy tries to occupy our thoughts, God, remind us that we can have the mind of Christ and hold your thoughts, feelings, and purposes. Father, when the enemy tries to come and occupy our bodies with sickness and disease and infirmity, Father, remind us, oh God, that you said you were wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquity, and that the chastisement of our peace is upon you, and with your stripes we are healed. Father, when the enemy tries to come and tell us that we can't make it, that we're not going to have enough, that there is going to be lack, that we're not going to make it through certain seasons, God, remind us that you said you knew what we had need of even before we asked, and you promised that you would meet every one of our needs according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. God, when the enemy tries to tell us that we have sinned and that we have no place in you, God, remind us that all have sinned and come short of your glory. But you, Jesus, made a decision before we were even born, Lord God, that you would make a way for us to not have to live in sin and in the bondage and in the clutches and grips of the enemy with guilt, God. You made a way for us through salvation. And so, God, remind us that even now we worship the unchanging God and we're in this season of discipleship that we oftentimes talk about personal relationship with you. We pray, Lord God, for those who have a personal relationship with you, Lord God, but just are having trouble walking this faith life out. God, remind us that you desire that we have a personal relationship with you, but you desire us moreover to walk with you. Let this time of discipleship be a time where our faith increases and we learn how to walk by faith and not by sight, that our faith is strengthened by the manifestations of your word. God, we acknowledge that the time is now. There's such an urgency in our spirits. There's such an urgency in the earth, Lord God. You're wanting us to turn to you, to stay close to you, to commune with you. You're even causing situations, God, where we can only get through them walking with you, talking with you, fellowshipping with you. And so, God, we thank you. We thank you and praise you that you don't just invite us, but you meet us. You don't just promise that you're going to do things. You're a come-through kind of God. And so, God, this morning, as we begin to close this particular prayer, but not leave your presence, as we begin to start our days in some areas, continue our days in some areas, God, we acknowledge that it's no better time than now. When I think about the acronym now, it's like there's no other way. No other way. There's no other way we can get through our days. There is no other way we can get through our lives. There is no other way we can make it on our jobs. There is no other way we can even travel safely on the roads and highways. God, there is no other way we can travel by plane. There is no other way we can even walk, God, without you. There is no other way. There is no other way. We've tried, Jesus. We've searched the world over. Not only is there no other way, there is no one like you. And so, God, we don't choose you as a last resort. We make a decision today, this third day of August, second half of the year, second month of the second half of the year, when we're wondering if you're really going to really cause us to triumph, if you're really going to be with us, if you're really going to answer our prayers. I'm reminded of Monday's prayer where Evangelist Tracy Bird reminded us of your faithfulness, how prayers can be prayed years and years ago. We can forget what we've asked you for, but that you don't forget and you come through. So God, this morning, we challenge ourselves to even go back to some of the prayers that we prayed a long time ago. Prayers that we prayed that we thought you may have forgotten. Prayers that we prayed that just seem right now impossible. Prayers that we've prayed, oh God, that the enemy has told us, you're a fake and God is a phony. We stand today on your word, God, and we declare that if your word spoke it, it shall come to pass, and it shall come to pass now, because there is no other way. And you said in January of this month, you always cause us to triumph in you. And Father, we thank you. And we praise you. We give you glory. We place our confidence in you. We place our strength in you. We place everything, Lord God, that is important to you. We place it in you. And we remind ourselves that you are in control. And that in all the things that are changing around us, we praise and worship an unchanging God. And we thank you in Jesus' name. And those of you, wherever you are, if you believe the word of God, if you believe the words that have been prayed this morning, say amen. And in your own personal way, give God a praise for his word. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I pray that as you go about your day, that you would have an awesome day. Remember, there are things going on all over the world, and I'd like to take a moment to acknowledge the women's conference that's going to begin today at Mountaintop Faith Ministries. Lift up a special prayer for Dr. House and her staff, and I know that each woman that has an opportunity to participate in that conference will not need the same. We ask that you would, God, that you would give Dr. House and her staff supernatural strength, and that your spirit would remain in every place that the women go. Be the unseen special guest, God, that ministers blessings to your people. And God, we want you to continue to lift up Bishop House and to lift up the other leaders. I ask that as we get ready to close the line, those of you who don't have a church that you go to regularly, we invite you to join Mountaintops eChurch. It's a wonderful thing. If you don't have a church that you can go to and worship in physically, go online, visit us on our various platforms. We would love for you to be a part of this segment of the Body of Christ. Again, I'd like to thank you all for joining us this morning at Prayer from the Mountaintop. I pray that something that was said would challenge you, something that was said would motivate you, something that I said would encourage you to go on through this day. We have to remember that God loves us, He is in control, and He is the unchanging God. God bless you, and may your day be great. Bye-bye.